Sinking swiftly into the murk of the macabre, KCPR wishes San Luis Obispo a hideous Halloween.
That may be, but we aren't going to kill Mother with cyanide.
You're a pair of fools. We aren't going to kill Mother at all until we find out if she's worth anything alive.
Well, that's what you think.
You're such a materialist, Orville.
Don't call me Orville.
Okay, Jake. Is it your idea to keep Mother locked up in there indefinitely?
We'll carry her out in a box.
I don't see why not. What else can we do? We can't let her out. And it would certainly be foolish to destroy a source of income.
Income?
If she is a source of income.
Of course, we can't be sure till we find out if the check is good.
That check must be a joke.
But just remember, if it isn't a joke, we'll have $50,000.
And that ain't hay.
My name is Witham. Homer Witham. The police are after me.
Really? Come in.
Yeah, I murdered my mother.
Come in, Mr. Witham. We're going to murder our mother one of these days.
Good. There's a lot of mothers around here that'll be murdered.
Sit down. Make yourself at home. I'll get you some coffee.
Yes, do stay a while. We meet so few congenial people.
We've got our mother locked up in here.
In there?
Yes. We call it the pest house.
Really? That's an excellent idea. As a temporary measure, of course.
Do sit down, Mr. Witham. Right over here. Tell us all about it, Mr. Witham. How did you kill your mother?
With an axe.
An axe?
Well, strictly speaking, it might just a hatchet. I always say an axe because it sounds more dignified.
A hatchet is just as good, it seems to me.
Just exactly as good, if used properly. Of course, you have to.
Here's your coffee, Mr. Witham.
Don't interrupt him, Hannah. Is there any special trick with a hatchet?
No, not really. I just waited until she was asleep. She sleeps on her back, then clut. I sure parted her hair in the middle.
Simple as that.
Absolutely.
Lydia wants to kill our mother with cyanide. But I'm not in favor of that.
No, not cyanide. It might not take right away. They might rush her to the hospital and save her life.
That would never do.
Lydia favors cyanide because it's supposed to be very unpleasant.
Oh, yes. Think of the agony.
Ah, but you don't want to take any chances. The axe is definite and final. Clud, and that's it.
I see your point.
Let me show you my axe. I mean my hatchet.
Oh, have you got it with you?
Yes, I left it outside the door. You know, some people wouldn't understand. They might be afraid I'd murder them.
Oh, no, how ridiculous. Do let us see it.
Isn't this exciting? Isn't Mr. Witham interesting? Oh. Oh, it's gilded! Isn't it, darling?
But where's all the blood stains?
I hope you're not disappointed. I washed him off and dried it thoroughly, and then put the gilt on paint. I intended to keep it always as a souvenir.
Oh, isn't that a sweet idea?
I'm afraid you're a bit too sentimental, Mr. Witham.
Yes, I am. Every time I look at it, I think of Mother.
The quick way is better. I never could understand how that young fellow out in New Haven, Connecticut, could go on disemboweling his mother for hours.
Yeah, too gruesome.
And what a mess to clean up.
He seemed to get a pleasure out of drawing it out.
Was he a friend of yours?
Oh, no, just somebody in the newspapers. He tied her on a table and etherized her. Then he started disemboweling.
Yes.
Every little while she came to and screamed. Then he gave her some more ether.
Why didn't he let her scream?
You always ask the same silly question. Because the neighbors might hear.
But they did hear, don't you remember? And they didn't do a thing about it.
Well, after a while, somebody called the police. But they took their time coming around, as usual. And by the time they got there, the job was all done.
He carried it too far.
Tell him why he killed her.
She was one of those possessive mothers. He had to stay with her all the while. She wouldn't let him live his own life. And she had named him Galahad.
Ugh, she deserved it all right. But I still think he overdid it, don't you?
Possibly.
Yeah, he loused it up, I guess. But it sure made interesting reading in the newspapers.
You got it!
Yes, sir. The check was good?
Absolutely. No joke about it at all.
Imagine that. $50,000.
Now we can pay the electric bill. Oh, Daddy, see what we have.
How come? Did you rob a bank?
Certainly not. What do you think we are? Juvenile delinquents?
No, but...
It's from that novel Mother wrote, Love at Large. We sold it for $50,000.
But how did you get the money?
We made Mother sign a power of attorney on Junior's 21st birthday so that we could cash the check.
Love at Large. Can it be possible they would pay money for that trike?
It sure is.
Is the public actually reading this stuff?
Yes, sir. It's on the bestseller list.
Spengler is right. The American mind is on the last stages of deterioration. Well, anyway, now you won't need this meager $50 a week I've been contributing to your support. I need some new fishing tackle.
We've decided not to kill Mother if she'll keep on writing novels.
Good. You know, I never did really approve of it.
A novel a year and we'll live high. We can all have motorcycles.
I've always wanted a motorcycle.
I think we'd better not tell Mother about the $50,000. It would only excite her.
She'd probably think you ought to let her out.
That's all right with me if they'll let me at her.
Let's give her a lot more typewriter paper.
And tell her if she doesn't keep on writing, she won't get anything to eat.
I'll give her the paper right now.
And a new typewriter ribbon.
Hey, Mother, here's some more paper for you. Mother, where are you? My gosh, is she gone?
Gone?
She can't be.
Open the door. Maybe she's hiding behind something.
Watch out.
She might make a dash for freedom.
Yeah, she's gone, all right.
Oh, but how'd she get out?
She dug her way out. She dug a hole under the foundation.
You don't say.
Orville, we told you ought to put a concrete floor in that cellar.
We certainly did.
But I thought we might want to dig a hole down there sometime.
Poor judgment, Orv.
Well, it's no use recriminating. We'll just have to go out and get her.
She probably hasn't gone far.
She'll be with us. She'll be wet as a sop.
Maybe she'll catch her death.
Shame on you, Lydia. You forget how valuable Mother is now. You make a lot of hot coffee, and you don't put any cyanide in it.
No cyanide.
Absolutely no cyanide.
Just good, strong coffee, Lydia.
You keep an eye on things, Mr. Witham.
I'll make the coffee.
Okay, Grandpa. Now, Mr. Witham, let's sit down all cozy-like, and you tell me all about why you killed your mother.
Thank you. I'd be pleased to.
Now?
She ruined my life. I was engaged to a very sweet girl. My mother broke it up.
My mother did even worse than that.
Her name was Louise. She, my mother, kept telling Louise I wasn't quite right. And after a while, I wasn't quite right.
Poor Mr. Whitman.
May I come in?
Give the password.
Password?
That's it, kiddo. Come right in.
I'm looking for a beautiful young girl.
Aren't we all?
I mean a beautiful girl. Young, lovely, innocent. I met her in the woods, then I lost her.
Oh, what'd she look like?
Like an angel. Blue eyes. The loveliest smile you ever saw.
Sounds like Mother.
She was like the spirit of the wood. Shy, sweet, starry-eyed, pure in heart.
That's Mother, all right.
Yep, that's my little girl.
We're expecting her back any minute.
Thank heaven.
Care for some coffee?
Coffee? Don't mind if I do.
We found her in Pirate's Cave.
Alone?
Nobody else there.
What? No pirates?
Vivian!
Leonard!
Darling, you're all wet.
Am I?
Dry her off with a blowtorch.
I'm so happy to have found you. Bernice went on home.
Bernice?
My fiancé, that girl I was with.
Oh, that nice, quiet, plumpish girl?
Yes. I came right back, but you were gone.
It rained. I went into a cave. I thought you'd find me.
Well, never mind, dear. We're together again. That's all that matters.
Listen, young fellow.
Wake up, lover boy. Do you realize that this fair young girl is our mother?
Yeah, this pure young creature has been divorced and married 4 times in the last 2 years, not to mention...
She's an old woman, 38 years old. She's our mother, you fool.
All 4 of us are her children. Look at us.
Is it true, Vivian? Are these your children?
Yes, dear. Aren't they sweet?
My dear young man, you mustn't let her enchant you.
No, Daddy.
You mentioned your fiancée, Bernice.
Oh, Bernice. It's too late. I'm already enchanted.
But there's something you ought to know, for your own good.
Yes? To her, you're just another male animal. She goes for them all.
Anything that can be called a man.
They don't understand, dear.
She's a whatchamacallit, a nympho, a nympho...
Shh, baby, that isn't a nice word.
A nymphomaniac, that's what she is.
These sophisticated modern children.
Oh, that sure is a nice kind of maniac to be.
Oh, come out of it.
For your own good, stop and think. You won't be able to cope with her. No one can.
She will not behave like a decent human being. We've tried to make her. We've tried everything.
We've starved her.
We've beat her.
We've banished her.
They don't understand me, lover.
But she always comes back and makes trouble again.
Toujours l'amour.
The last time was the worst. She...
Never mind.
Then we built the pest house and locked her in.
It has a sweet little pink bathroom and a refrigerator and everything you could want. But she wasn't happy.
I was so lonesome.
She screamed and she screamed.
What did you do? Didn't you let her out?
No, we did not. We soundproofed the pest house.
Then she wrote her novel, Love at Large.
You ought to read it.
Yeah, and see what kind of mind your pure young girl has.
It's very modern. Lots of sex and dirty language. Not a decent person in it. Just what the public wants.
Apparently it is.
The good old dirty-minded public.
Leonard, love.
What is it, dear one?
I want to get out.
My poor little caged bird.
Bird. Buzzard. Shrike.
I aren't happy all locked in.
Of course not, love. I'll set you free.
Oh, no, you won't.
If it's the last thing I ever do, I'll get you out of here, my darling.
Better make you will, kid.
It'll certainly be the last thing you ever do.
Young man, we built that pest house for a reason. We had a problem and we solved it. But she's your mother.
Don't rub it in.
'Twould be a crime to turn her loose.
It sure would. The world has enough trouble with the Russians and all.
But this is barbarism. It's worse than the Middle Ages.
The Middle Ages didn't have mother to contend with.
You're warped. You're awful. I won't stand for it. I'll get the police.
Oh, no, you won't.
Just try it, mister.
You don't understand.
This is for your own good. Stop, stop. Make her come back. She'll die of exposure. It's an awful night.
It'll do her good. She needs a bath.
She's lived through worse than this.
Indeed she has.
You might be interested to know what your lovely Vivian did to her daughter. Lydia was all set to be married on her 18th birthday. Her young man was no beauty, but we thought Lydia did a pretty good job, considering. And then Mother came home from one of her safaris and saw James all dressed up in his rented tuxedo and eloped with him on Lydia's wedding day.
Not really.
Yes.
Just a childish prank.
A gay game.
She didn't even want him.
Well, maybe she did.
No, she just wanted to take him away from Lydia.
She ditched the poor fool after a few days.
Then he committed suicide.
No great loss.
It was to Liddy.
It was right after that we built the pest house.
Liddy's been queer ever since, always wanting to kill Mother.
Not so queer, really.
Mother deserves it, all right. And we feel that we ought to cooperate with Lydia. But killing her seems a bit drastic.
I don't really want to kill Mother. She always stole all my boyfriends, too. But I wouldn't kill her. Ordinary killing's too good for her. Too quick and easy. I want her to suffer more. I want to watch her grow old.
Can these be human beings?
And now that we find Mother can make all this money for us, it would be utterly stupid to kill her. We must cherish and protect her as long as she keeps turning out novels.
So in she goes again, eh, Kitty?
Righto.
So be it.
The sooner the better.
I'll go out and roll the boulder into that hole so she can't get out again right away.
Good idea.
What'll it be this time, Viv? Sex and shackles?
No, no, I don't want to go in.
My poor lamb.
You poor jackass.
What a family of monsters.
I'm afraid of them. I'm going to get out of here. You're abnormal, every one of you.
Please stay tuned for Act 2 of the KCPR Playhouse.
Why doesn't anyone tell the truth about marijuana? Smoke pot, and you wind up hooked on heroin.
Man, it's cleaner than alcohol.
It's the first step right into the psycho ward.
There's just no reason to keep it illegal.
Today, not one of these statements is true. Because to date, not one is based upon scientific fact. Millions of dollars are being spent this year on research to get these facts. But there's one fact you should know now. Possession of marijuana in the United States is a felony. Don't treat that fact lightly. Conviction, even with a suspended sentence, can in some states prevent you from getting a driver's license, furthering your education, landing a government job, or working in a profession. With marijuana, some things that may be important to you in the future can go up in smoke. And that is the truth. The preceding was brought to you by the National Institute of Mental Health.
This is it.
I will return.
Hadn't you ought to say, I shall return?
No, I think will is correct.
It's shall, I'm sure, showing determination.
No, will is for determination, shall is for...
You know it all, don't you? Say, haven't I seen you someplace before?
Very likely, or maybe my picture.
That's it.
What's the idea of this? Barging in on a peaceful family minding their own business.
Some business.
We're wise to you, see? We know that you've been up to.
Yeah, what are you gonna do about it? Say, boys, what do you think we better do with these fellas?
Put them down cellar.
Did you kill those two rattlesnakes down there?
No, why kill them? They mind their own business.
Well, for the present, we'll leave them there. I think we'd better go out and roll two more boulders, one on each side of the one Junior put in the hole where Mother dug out, to be on the safe side.
Okay.
Righto.
You know something, Harry? We're in a spot.
You said it.
What I'd like to know is, how does a person get along with a rattlesnake?
Yeah, or two rattlesnakes. I'd like to see that little guy that got us into this.
Yeah, the one that knows all about grammar.
Now what?
Oh, the lady's in there.
Where's the key?
At the left side of the door.
Can you imagine locking up your own mother?
The poor old thing.
Wonder if she's got good warm clothes.
Yui.
You'll be sorry.
What's your name, big boy?
Harry.
Howie Cop?
You're doomed.
Come, Doom.
This is my big, big, good, sweet boy. This is my itty-bitty baby. This is my big, pretty daddy man.
Oh, dry up, Viv.
Don't you love poor itty Vivi anymore?
Of course not. You divorced me quite a while ago, remember?
But you made me do it, Daddy Man.
Because you kept eloping with people.
I do love to elope.
Well, you eloped once too often. Four times too often, to be accurate.
All right, Daddy Man. Vivi, go away. Ooh, such a nice big man. Like a knight in armor. Kills dragons. Frees paw walked up princesses. What's his pretty name?
John.
John, kiss Vivi.
The name is George Ainsworth Ledbetter, Sergeant Ledbetter.
Kiss Vivi.
Lady, it ain't a part of my job to go around kissing women.
Aw, poor lonesome Vivi. Vivi's so lonesome. Vivi's feelings hurt.
It might interest you to know that I'm wearing a sex-proof vest.
A what?
A sex-proof vest.
But what is that?
You've heard of bulletproof vests, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, this is a sex-proof. It's full of neutrons. They neutralize the sex vibrations so you don't get no butterflies in your stomach or anything. It's also got 48 St. Anthony medals sewed in the lining. My wife says, George, when she was sewing them in, George, she says, if them little neutrons don't work and you start slipping, St. Anthony will reach right down out of heaven and yank hell out of you. I love my wife and family, lady. I wear this vest to protect me. A young, good-looking fellow can't be too careful.
Are you sure the vest will work?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, I mean.
Let's try it. Let's find out how good it is, shall we, Lieutenant?
Thank you, ma'am, but I'm just a sergeant.
Let's give it a real scientific test, shall we?
That sounds legitimate.
Sounds legitimate.
We'll take a walk around outside. I'll show you the place where I dug out the cellar and some other points of interest.
Sure. Sounds like a good idea. We'll take the vest.
Righto. We'll test the vest.
Science is the thing nowadays.
Goodbye, Daddy Man. Goodbye, Howie Cop. I'll see you later.
Gee, that vest is sure going to get a workout.
What kind of vest have you?
Just an ordinary vest, brother. There ain't one lousy neutron between me and sex. I'm not afraid of anything.
Well, live and learn.
Yes, sir. I'm always ready to learn.
And stay tuned for Act 3 of the KCPR Playhouse.
Okay, kid. You got yourself in trouble. How old are you?
15.
Okay.
Like, I just saw this car, you know, and it was really sharp, you know. And it was the kind I'd always want someday, you know. I was just sort of looking at it. I wasn't going to steal it. I saw the keys.
The keys were in the car?
Yeah, in the ignition.
Some people make it easy for a kid to steal. 3 out of 4 stolen cars are left unlocked, and almost half have the ignition keys in them. Lock your car. Take your keys. A reminder from the U.S. Department of Justice.
Look at that time. How long do you think it'll be before they get back?
I have no idea.
But it's been a long time.
It sure has.
It's a vest. It must be holding up pretty good.
Maybe.
We can't find Liddy anywhere. I hope she isn't lost.
Don't worry. She knows these woods like a book.
Why don't you ungag those poor boys? They can't upset your plans now.
I guess we might as well.
Water. Water.
How about coffee?
No, water.
Milk.
No.
Cider?
No.
Goat?
No. Water.
Well, we're all out of water. Somebody will have to go out to the well and get some.
Okay, let me go.
Well, I hope you're satisfied.
Satisfied?
Yes. You liberated Mother, and now she's back to her old tricks.
Some girl.
Yeah, she probably got that other cop pretty well ruined by now.
A man with a family, too.
Yeah, wife and 5 kids. Another on the way.
Uh-oh, another broken home.
Yeah, broken head, too, I betcha.
Why did you let her go?
Who?
Vivian.
You were the one that wanted her liberated.
No, no, I don't mean that. She's out there with a vicious character.
Out there?
In the pirate's cave. Joggy, his name is.
Shall I go get her?
No, it's too late. Captain Joggy!
She's promoted him again.
Oh, my sweet, lovely Vivian. I can't bear this. It's too much. Too much.
We told you.
Yes, we did.
Aw, there's nothing like water. Good old Adam's Ale. Anybody else want a drink? Water, water. Wonderful, safe, healthful water. People don't drink enough water. 8 glasses a day is right, they say. Here goes another.
Where's that cyanide pail?
On the shelf, isn't it?
No, it's gone.
Maybe Lydia took it.
No, I didn't let her. Did you take it, Grandpa?
No. Are you sure, Grandpa? Absolutely.
You, Orville?
Of course not.
What's this about cyanide?
It's some we had in a pail on the shelf.
Bad stuff to have around. Dangerous. Deadly poison, you know.
That's it. Dangerous. That's what I thought. So, I disposed of it.
You disposed of it?
Yes, I dumped it out. I didn't think it was safe for people to have around the house.
Where did you put it?
Out there, in that deep hole in the mossy stone, wall behind it, and a pail on a rope hanging down on in it.
Oh, no! The well! He threw it in the well!
Was that a well? Oh, well. I'm a city boy. How could I know?
I'm getting cramps. I'm poisoned. That's cyanide. I'll die.
Well, it's no use getting a doctor. He'll be gone before the doctor could get here.
Too bad.
Ah, you should have took the coffee.
Or the milk.
Or the cider.
Or the...
Oh, shut up.
Maybe we better take this fella in. Nah, he didn't mean no harm. They shouldn't have had that stuff around.
Vivian, Vivian, you have killed me. Ah, Bernice, I should have never left you go. Goodbye.
No, not yet. Give him time.
And stay tuned for the suspense-filled closing of KCPR Playhouse.
How many deaths will it take till we know that too?
The list of Americans killed last year by drunk drivers is over 25,000 names long. We still don't have the answer to the problem, but every second we waste not getting these problem drinkers off the road, the list of American traffic deaths keeps getting longer. This message from the National Safety Council. because too many people have died.
24 hours later.
I've never enjoyed anything so much in my life. All that agony, all that clutching of the middles. And it wasn't cyanide at all. It was just lime, perfectly harmless.
Well, why did you label it cyanide?
Yes, why?
Oh, I did it to please Lydia. She wanted some cyanide to have on hand, so I put some lime in the pail and labeled it cyanide. I thought it would give her something to think about, something to look forward to keep her interest in life. Poor Lydia.
Yeah, poor Lydia. It's strange she doesn't come back.
Yes, it is. I'm worried. It's been 24 hours.
And what can we do for you, young lady?
Daddy, I pay the electric bill!
Lydia, you! What did you do to yourself? Where did you go?
Well, when I went out of here, I went over to the bus stop.
Yes, yes?
A girl was there, Shirley Goldstein.
But your teeth, Lydia. Smile for sister.
Shirley has a brother who's a dental surgeon.
And your hair.
Shirley's girlfriend runs a beauty shop.
And your dress.
Shirley's sister. Oh, this is Mr. McCarthy, the gas and electric man.
And a warm personal friend of Mitzi's.
Mitzi? Lydia? Oh, yes, Mitzi. How do you do, Mr. McCarthy?
Welcome to our little nest.
Where's Orville? I mean Jake.
He and Grandpa went out to buy motorcycles.
And Junior?
Buying a new car.
Where's Mother?
In there. Sneaked in the side door. Went right in by herself.
Did you lock her in?
No, the lock's gone.
Gone? Where?
Mr. Wintham threw it in the well.
George. George.
I'm ruined. Ruined.
But the vest, George. The sex-proof vest. Didn't it work? The vest with the neutrons and all.
Ruined. Shot. 998. Gone with the wind. I'm going to... I'm going to write to Sears and Roebuck and tell him.
But George, all them 48 St. Anthony medals. Didn't they? What became of them?
They exploded like popcorn. Pop, 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 pop.
What you know?
Harry, we don't know a thing about sex.
No, but I'm gonna learn. Where is she?
Where's who?
Poor George.
Well, we'll have to do something with these deactivated guardians of the public safety.
Perhaps I should heave them out.
Shall I? Shall I?
No, don't throw them in the well.
No, I mean, I'll run them down to headquarters if you like. Their car's right outside.
You? Police headquarters? Won't you?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. It's a pleasure.
Better come with us, Harry.
No, siree, not me. I'm sticking around.
How do you do? I see that Homer has been calling on you.
Mr. Homer Wintham? Do you know him?
Oh, yes.
He seems to be in trouble. Bad trouble.
Oh, no, not Homer. He's a good boy.
But he told us he had killed his mother.
Oh, yes. And did he show you his cute little gold hatchet?
Yes, he did.
Homer's from the mental hospital over there. He imagined he's killing his mother. Apparently, he ought to have killed her, but didn't. She's very much alive. Sends him boxes and boxes of molasses cookies, which he doesn't like. Poor Homer. But let me introduce myself. I'm Miss Bernice Skodiak. I'm a psychiatric social worker. My fiancé, Mr. Leonard Leffingwell, sent for me to come out here.
Oh, hello, Bernice.
Hello, Lenny. I came as soon as I got your message. The police department said they'd already sent 3 cops out here. Lenny tells me you have a schizoid girl out here. He thought maybe I could help you with her.
Schizoid? Oh, that must have been Liddy. She ran away and didn't come back.
Oh, well, let me know when she returns, and I'll talk with her.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Come on, Lenny, let's go home. Corned beef and cabbage for dinner and chocolate pie with whipped cream.
Ugh. Hi, kid. Hi, kid.
Ooh.
I've been waiting.
Ooh, my.
I've been waiting for you.
Move aside, please. Won't somebody introduce me?
But you promised.
Don't annoy me, Lydia.
This is Mr. Michael McCarthy from the gas company.
Oh, Mr. McCarthy, I've always wanted to meet somebody from the gas company.
Yeah? Why? Is your filter out of kilter? If so, you want the waterworks?
No, it's my meter. Yeah.
If only I had Homer's axe.
Do let's get acquainted, Mr. McCarthy. Couldn't I show you around our estate?
Oh, heck. And I've missed the bus. Hey, Mitzi, call her off, will you? It's your mama, isn't it? Friendly old girl, but I...
Old girl? Old girl?
Come on, Mitzi. If we don't hurry, we won't make the first show.
Okay, Mike.
Abyssinia.
Oh, girl. Oh, girl, he says. Give me a mirror. The light. The light's too strong.
The Monster by Julia Carson has been a special production of KCPR. The cast of characters. Hannah was played by Joni Fuentes. Lydia by Marcia Krinsky. Orville by Russell Lash. Junior and Grandpa by Brian Yee. Mr. Whitham by Santos Arona. Leonard by Steve Gale. Mother by Cheryl Quartermount. The Cops by Rich Klein. Randy Tipton and Ian McCabe. Mr. McCarthy by Brian Levers. Bernice by Kathy Harris. Your director has been Louis Sturm. Your producers were Russell J. Lash, John Reese, and Louis H. Sturm. This program was pre-recorded.